News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Bryan School Board and administrators take issue with the Texas Education Agency not including some of the district's career and technology programs that can be applied to the state's new A through F accountability rating system. Board President Trey Moore says he's willing to take the hit on the district's grade if it means students are ready to enter the workforce.
Bryan ISD is committed at this point to, you know, not only basically not expanding just the range of programs that we offer, but offering those terminal type certifications inside of our high schools. You know, the ideal thing that we could do to help our community is to graduate a child who is workforce ready, who does not need to go and spend more tuition at TSCC or Blinn or another institute of higher learning. A lot of our children don't have the financial means to do that. They don't have the backgrounds to go take out loans to go do that. And it delays their entry into the workforce and often will mean they take a lower paying job just so they can start working out of school. So I think regardless of how A through F, we're going to continue to try to get our legislators to take a look at that and the TA to look at that and broaden that. But Bryan High as a district is absolutely committed to expanding our own certification programs and trying to take our children to a terminal level. And if that means that we graduate kids who cannot go and seek, you know, stackable degrees because they've already learned everything they need to know, if that hurts us through A through F, we'll just make sure our community knows that we're sorry, we're getting hurt on A through F, but, you know, we're putting out quality kids that that are, you know, providing not only in our community but across the state. And I think that's ultimately more important than chasing a certification just for sake of getting points on an A through F scale. But I know, you know, just with the barbering, that's one of our new ones. I've already been asked twice by barbers, why is it going to take 2 whole years? Is there any way we can get some young barbers out faster? That's you know, so I have no problems. I mean, our kids are going to have jobs when they come out of high school, and that's in good jobs. That's, you know, we don't need kids to make $8 to $10 an hour. We want kids to come out and have careers. And I think we're doing a good job of that, regardless of how it gets measured.
Board Vice President Mark McCall is concerned about the local board losing control to the state.
I think as we start to peel away the onion that is A to F, there's many different things. And I know portable, stackable degrees has not been it's not new. I mean, it dates back for a while. But at the same time, there are some, my main concern on this, and I think it's a reason we need to keep very close at heart to, is I also think it's another way to state for the state to tell you what you need to do and not what we as a local community need to have done and not what we need to deliver back to our community and that very finite short list is dangerous in my opinion, not only from a district standpoint but from a point of, you know, board control and that value that we bring back to the school district. And so I'll echo what I've heard and hear from everybody. We'll commit to doing what's right for Bryan and you know, take our punches along the way. But I think we also need to really focus and be an advocate for change and expansion of that list.
During Monday's discussion during a school board workshop, board member Ruthie Waller brought up two illustrations of district programs not included in 67 programs recognized in the TEA's new grading system.
I spent part of the weekend with my cosmetologist, who was the leading cosmetologist graduate at Bryan High several years ago. And I explained to her about what we talked about. And she said, well, look at this salon. There's 7 stylists. 3 of them went through the Bryan High program. And some of the others spent, she said, $22,000 one of them spent at a professional school to get and start at the same level that the kids from Bryan did.
Graduating.
And I explained to her, I didn't use the word stackable, but I know she knew what I was talking about. She said, okay, so they're saying that when I graduated, even before I graduated, I had a job. The day I left Bryan High School, I was already working in a salon. That's been 4 years. I'm at the top of my, I mean, getting invited to all these shows and all these stylist things. And she said, so what they're saying is, I wasn't workforce ready, that I just needed to be field ready. In other words, it sounds like the stackable route, you're not going to go right into the workforce, but you're going to go into that field. But to go into that field, you have to get more education after high school. And I thought, I said, can I share that? Because that's exactly the way to explain it. So in other words, the state is saying these kids and these certifications, that we even have a Spanish unit of cosmetology with the instructor who speaks Spanish, graduating girls who can go to work anywhere, and many of them are bilingual. Well, how much more ready can a kid be for the workforce? And so instead of saying you're ready, they're saying, well, you're not quite ready. You're only ready to go into that field later. And I thought, boy, that's a good way to explain it. And, you know, I know Trey said the other day, we're not going to quit working hard to get our kids welding and barbering and gourmet foods and all the things that we offer, that they don't even have to leave Bryan College Station and own their own business someday.
The second illustration shared by Ruthie Waller involves a family member.
My oldest son graduated Bryan High in 2001. Okay? Sorry, I'm not. And he took AutoCAD from one of the Bob Jones, bless his soul. He was wonderful, and he was so, so smart. So we had AutoCAD going with, and JP went to the Air Force Academy. So it wasn't like he graduated and used AutoCAD in the industry. He took his AutoCAD knowledge to his first engineering course at the Air Force Academy, and there were 15 kids in that class, and only from the nation, even actually international, there was only two kids that had AutoCAD, and JP from Bryan High was one of them. So that's another example. We've been preparing our kids for so long on actually a very high level, and we're getting drugged back into the 20th century with this.
The board relayed its position last Friday to Representative John Rainey and will do so this Friday when they meet with Representative Kyle Cassell. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.